The best fantasies start at the feet and end with the thigh? Yes. I'm talking about nylons, also known as stockings. That most crucial and sexy part of a naughty college girl outfit that every guy knows and loves. Such a gorgeous way to celebrate a beautiful pair of female legs and the feet that they carry. I hope you're relaxed, horny, and ready. With eyes closed, ears open, to explore the sexy world of nylons and how much they can influence and exacerbate your already crippling fetish for feet. Let's start at the bottom, at the feet themselves. The way a woman takes a balled up pair of stockings and slides them so sexily over her feet. The stockings encapsulate them in one fluid motion, all smooth fabric against even smoother skin. The way she pulls them up over her calves and finally her thighs is nothing less than sex on sight. But it's not so much the sights that we're concerned about. I'm more interested in your ears. The great thing about being trained by me is that you've already seen what your ears can do. Those two certified fuckholes are the gateway to your sensitive, vulnerable brain, which is the hardware of your easily programmable mind. You know just how effective words can be because you've already seen the effect that they have on you. That's why certain words trigger an arousal so strong. That's so intense. It eventually boils up inside you and spills over into a hard premature cum that overtakes your every sense. This is, of course, always true for the words feet and foot, and are just as true for words that are adjacent to them. Even in the most abstract of ways. These include, but aren't limited to, hose, socks, foot socks, nylons, pantyhose, heels and stockings. Your brain is programmed in such a way that your foot fetish is nearly overwhelming. So not only do feet themselves get you horny, but also a wide range of concepts that involve feet, like nylons. No woman can put on her stockings without first touching her own soft, immaculate feet. Then she pulls the nylons up her legs the way the word nylons pulls you into orgasm all at once. Once that initial trigger word is spoken, the climax proceeds to take care of itself. Throb after throb, spurt after spurt, perpetuating itself in response to the word nylons. This word to you is a gorgeous sound. It's sexier than the wet, juicy, slapping noises from fucking. Prettier even than a woman's moan. And you're triggered to have a reaction to it that's more intense than anything you would feel from those sounds. Nylons. You dread hearing the word nylons just as much as you look forward to it. Nylons. Because hearing the word nylons uttered means a guaranteed climax for you. Not just any climax, but a hands-free one that erupts from deep down in your belly. A premature one that always catches you off guard, even when you call yourself being on high alert. All-consuming one that threatens to knock you off your feet every time it happens. But the dread is in the uncertainty, the humiliation of never knowing when it will happen. It's hard to keep silent when you're coming so very, very hard. And it's completely impossible to hide the way your body contorts, undulates when an unexpected orgasm is crashing through you. And let's not even talk about the mess. But that's what you signed up for. And a big part of what makes it fun. Unpredictability can be so hot. Especially once you come to your senses and realize what caused it. I have so much control over you at this point that you don't remember what you are without me. And when you hear one of your trigger words, you don't remember anything at all. Except for how to come. Your ears are always keenly attuned to the sound of the word nylons or the word stockings. You hear it even when it's being uttered a room away. Why? Simple. Your dick is greedy. It wants to have as many premature ejaculations as possible. So it makes sense that it would partner with your subconscious to seize every opportunity for an orgasm, and it doesn't fail. You never fail to have some kind of reaction to the word nylons from this day onward. This word and others like socks, hose, pantyhose, feet, and foot cause your mind and body to react in a very explosive and very special way. A way that's unpredictable and exciting. A way that lies completely outside of your conscious influence or control. You've been a very good boy throughout this series, and I can't wait to fuck you up even further in the next one. I'm going to count backwards from 10 to 1 and snap my fingers. When I do, you'll be fully awakened and alert once again. 10 times the foot pervert you were before we started all this. Are you ready? You can never be ready for what comes next. But it doesn't matter, because it's happening all the same. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.